If you've been listening to our program for a while, you probably know that one of the ways we offer truthful information to our clients is through the amazing tool of ultrasound. We recently had a client who came to her ultrasound scan with her friend. We were able to show them an active little 9-week-old baby with a strong beating heart. Our client was very excited to see her little one, and she said, "It's a miracle," as she watched her baby moving on the screen. Our ultrasound scan helped this client know whether her pregnancy is viable or not, and thankfully hers is, and also how far along she is. In her case, she is exactly 9 weeks. All of this is wonderful. Did you know that there's also another way these ultrasounds can be helpful to our clients? You see, some clients have difficult home lives. They may not have a stable place to live. They may not have a full-time stream of income. They may not be in the best of health. As their pregnancy continues and hard times come, fear and doubt may set in. They might wonder if they're even doing the right thing by carrying their baby to term. Praise God that because of the ultrasound, moms now also carry memories of those first glimpses of their little one in the ultrasound room. They can remember how they felt when they saw that baby, the truth they experienced in those moments. The Lord can use that truth to renew their courage and hope, and to help them decide to press on in carrying their baby to term. Remember Paul's words from Philippians 4:8, where he says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just," and he goes on with a few more whatever is, and then he says, "If there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." I love that the first word in that list of whatevers is true, and that the last descriptor is anything worthy of praise. Please join us in praying for all our ultrasound clients that they might regularly ponder the truth and praiseworthy things that they see on the ultrasound screen and make their decisions accordingly. We have all been created for Christ.